Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, it is Fat Mascara. I am Jess.
I'm Jen, still and forever and always, with giggles this time.
I know, we've just been giggling around in the studio, but we have an amazing show coming up. We got to get serious about the topics.
Okay, let's be serious. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You met my ultimate beauty crush.
This was serious.
All of a sudden, I've turned into Suze Orman. Don't I?
Susie,
don't I sound like her?
Weirdly, yeah. You cannot afford it. Can I afford it? No. That's me with every single episode.
So back to the topic. Yes, you met my beauty crush. I get to hear all about it. Then we hope you guys have amazing summer plans. I don't know, a vacation, a little beach time. And we have just the perfect beauty reading for you to do. So we're going to share our favorite like beauty beach books. Last up, we had an airline attendant message us. She wants to know the ultimate must-have travel skincare routine, or actually, in my opinion, like everyday skincare routine. We've narrowed it down. We had big debates. We've narrowed it down to like three must-have products/steps. Yes. And we'll share them with you guys.
I'm excited about that. And finally, our fabulous guest is celebrity colorist. She also does Real People too, but she's a ton of celebs. Rita Hazan. And she's hilarious.
So I was on my little phone doing my stuff, and up pops a message from Jessica Matlin. And it is a picture of Jessica with, longtime listeners of the podcast will know, my ultimate beauty crush, Ben Gorham, the founder of Byredo Fragrances.
Well, he also does a lot more than fragrance, and I learned that when we were like hanging out.
You know, well, I know all about him, don't you know?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No, I make a joke about it, but like I interviewed him years ago for Inked Magazine. He's like covered in tattoos, and I just had like the best interview with him, and I followed his career.
You guys have met, kind of.
No, it was a phone interview.
What'd you think of his voice?
Lovely voice. Mm-hmm. But like also he was just saying really intelligent things. And then I usually Google people before I do an interview on the phone just to see what they look like to get a sense of them. But I didn't in this case. And then afterwards I Googled him and I was like, mama like.
So guys, if you don't know what he looks like, pause this podcast. Ben Gorham, G-O-R-H-A-M as in man.
Yeah.
And he is a handsome man. And there was, like, there is an intensity in his eyes, but we were just having a casual coffee.
There's an intensity?
There's an intensity in his eyes. Okay. No, I can see it.
Okay.
He is not, like, your average Joe, there is like a magnetism about him.
Well, he used to be a model, I think, too, right?
He was a basketball player. I think he was a model.
He's like Swedish and fabulous.
He has a lot. Yeah, like it's everything about him is kind of like the myth of Ben Gorham.
But beautiful I met him wife, in the flesh. Beautiful kid, blah, blah, blah.
We talked about the wife very quickly.
Yeah, moving on. Why'd you meet him?
So we were talking about his upcoming fragrance called 11th Hour. And when I'm saying like there was like an intensity, even the story had this great intensity to it. It was, this is what the last fragrance ever would smell like.
What do you mean last fragrance ever?
You're just getting into this poetic state of mind. What does the last fragrance on Earth smell like?
On Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when it's just me and Ben trying to repopulate the Earth, what will we smell like? I'm just kidding. It's
gross.
That's an interesting concept. What
does it
smell like?
Yes, that's what I mean. It was resiny. It had some fruit notes. There was a sweetness to it, but at the same time, it was like masculine. And honestly, it did smell, and I'm not saying this to sound like, oh yeah, Ben, I totally get it. It did smell ancient. Like there was something kind of churchy.
Oh, okay.
I feel like a lot of, and Ben, I respect
like that. Game of Thrones vibes.
Yes, yeah, totally. Yeah. Like Ben had a sword in my mind, but there like a
lot. Excuse me, what?
Sorry.
Oh, like a real sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very... It's one to be, like, you have to grapple with it. This isn't your white flower, you know, springtime jam.
Yeah, he always loves, like, a high concept thing. They just did elevator music.
Oh, and I actually really like elevator music.
Right, which was meant to smell like, you know how elevator music sort of disappears into the air and whatever? It's meant to smell like an everything kind of smell?
It's kind of like, and we didn't talk about the notes in that fragrance, but I started wearing it after I met him because they sent me home with a thingy.
Yeah.
And we could talk about this another day, but I really have like a bone to pick with these fragrances that smell like nothing. Like I just like, that's not my style.
Right.
But I also like, I like fragrance that makes a statement. I think that's part of the whole thing. So I was thinking, why would you wear something that's just like a hum in the background, but it's beautiful. It kind of reminds me of like, I used to wear White Musk as a teen.
Yes.
It reminds me of like the more adult White Musk.
Ooh.
But I talked to him. I felt like I was going in like, I'm saying he was intense. I was the one who actually like went in. Like I felt like I had like a pencil behind my ear, and I was like, "Reporter Jess," because I had so many questions for him, and he just like probably anticipated a casual coffee. I asked him about this like notion of people who like want to smell like nothing and stuff, and obviously Byredo has so many different fragrances that they're not all like that. But he was saying that the Byredo customer isn't really. They probably don't have a huge collection of fragrances. They're introduced to fragrance. Like Byredo might be their first fragrance. I thought that was so
fascinating. There's a lot of ego to that statement, but I wouldn't disagree.
No. I don't. He didn't say that. I hope that...
No, but I'm not disagreeing. Yeah. And also men, a lot of times, they like the packaging, so they might come in that way.
Exactly. Yeah. And we talked about how a lot of, you know, younger people, millennials, are not buying fragrance. And it was interesting. He was talking about how like every... other industry has sort of adapted to, not everyone, but it's an industry that is struggling to adapt to where their millennial customers are, and that's with their phones. So I think that packaging and like the cool, it's not like, you know, floral gardens or like
impulse. No, a high concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
And a sexy founder.
And a sexy founder.
Doesn't hurt.
It's very cool. They're not trying to grab you. You have to find them. So I left with a bigger appreciation for Byredo and a selfie to send you.
Right. And if he ever says he could be on the podcast, I'm going to like go and crawl in a hole like the last person on earth wearing my 11th hour because I'll be too embarrassed to ever bring him on the podcast.
That means, Ben, that's a formal invitation. And I just thought you were the most darling man to chat with.
Jess, I'm leaving. By the time this airs, I will be gone. I will be on an actual vacation. I have not taken a vacation, and I can't even remember how long.
Text you every day.
Please don't. But I will say my favorite thing to do on vacation is to, like, just dig into, like, a book, a good book. This isn't when I'm about to, like, do Anna Karenina. No, thank you. Right? And I feel like I often forget about beauty books because it's part of our job. Mm-hmm. But, like, there are so many good beauty books or beauty-inspired books. So I think it was a listener asked us, right?
Yes, it was one of our fabulous listeners.
Asked us what...
Her name is Eva.
Okay, Eva. We've got answers.
Yes.
what are some of our favorite beauty books? So I picked two, and I'll go after you. But what would you suggest for people for summer reading?
So this is really not like, it's not a novel, but it's my favorite beauty book of all time. Besides Kevin Aucoin.
I was just like, is it Making Faces? No. Can you see him on the beach with like huge Making Faces propped open, like practicing Cher contour, like on the like Rockaway beaches.
No, this is, it's called Perfumes the Guide by Luca Turin and Tanya Sanchez.
But not, it's like a beach read and it's entertaining value.
Exactly. And you can dip in and out of it. You can start at the back, you start at the front, you can find your favorite fragrance. I think they have, you know, updated versions, but I got mine like 10 years ago and I remember like such a nerd. I was at my parents' house and I started reading it and I didn't come out for like the rest of the night.
I laughed out loud at a couple of them. They're really spot on and like just witty.
Yeah, pithy, witty, funny. Like, even if you've never smelled one of the fragrances that they're writing about, and there's so many, there's like hundreds, it's still like, they're such great writers that it's still funny. It's like a highbrow Rotten Tomatoes of fragrance. So the other book that I'm really excited about, I haven't read yet, but it's on my list. It's by Sally Hughes, who's the British beauty journalist, and she, you know, has a massive following, really iconic career. She wrote a book called Pretty Honest, which is all about beauty. And if you read her columns, there's a real, like, there's just a realness to them. It's like, it's not beauty copy. She's a beauty expert. She's so respected. She's, you know, has this incredible career, but she writes for like the normal person without dumbing it down. So
ooh, I want to read
she's,
that.
Yeah, she's really awesome. So Pretty Honest. It is a millennial pink book cover.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm gonna dig into that. Maybe not on this vacation, maybe next. But I have two. You mentioned highbrow, and that's funny because I was like, I'll pick a lowbrow and a highbrow. So my lowbrow option is How to Murder Your Life. By former beauty editor Kat Marnell.
Yes.
Which will give a lot of people big eye rolls. It's a very privileged girl. She's a great writer when she's being voicey and like bloggy. Mm-hmm. And it's about how she sort of like tanked her entire career as a beauty editor with drug use.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, we asked her to come on the podcast, but then she didn't.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy the book. And I do think it's just like a dishy, enjoyable beach read if you can suspend the notion that this is a real person and I'm worried for her every now and then in the book. But it still was a good read and I recommend it. Also, I always want to support a fellow journalist in the magazine industry. So that's Kat Marnell. And then the other one is actually fiction, and I would say much more highbrow, but it had like a beauty inspiration.
What is it?
It's called The Blondes, a novel by Emily Schultz.
Oh, okay.
I was on a panel with Emily, I want to say 2 years ago almost. And it was like a beauty-inspired literature panel. And so I read her book. It is so good and riveting. Basically, all the women that are blonde in this futuristic world have this virus that makes them like murder people and then they die. And it's very like, it's very scary.
Oh, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, but it's not even natural blondes. It's also women that dye their hair blonde. So there's this whole overcast tone of sort of like what we're doing to manipulate our appearances. Is it really just messing with us on a deeper level? And it's also about how the protagonist is trying to escape from all that. It's just a really good read, but really well written. Not like a trashy novel.
Like, I feel like this sounds like a movie. It should be a movie.
Did I ask her that? If it's not optioned, it should be. But it also could be a really good like TV show, I feel
totally,
like.
Totally. Completely. So different blonde every week.
Yeah. Oh. Some are dyed by our guest, Rita Hazan. And then they become killers. Zombie killers. No, but The Blondes by Emily Schultz. So you've got four books now, people.
Yeah, if you read any of them, let us know what you think. You know who my, like, dream celebrity friend couple is?
Who?
Simon Doonan and Jonathan Adler.
Well, if you want to spend some time with them, you should check out the Barneys podcast. They're on episode 4. It was really good.
They're so much fun.
They talk about their first date. They went rollerblading. They were robbed at gunpoint. Did you know that?
I'm so glad they're okay.
And they even talk about the idea of the sacred and how it runs through Adler's creations.
So if you want to hear more, check out the Barneys podcast, and there's all kinds of great interviews there. All right, this one goes out to Sarah.
What up, Sarah?
Sarah, you asked us a question. She is a flight attendant, and she was wondering if she could, if we could recommend a skincare regimen that is doable when she's constantly living out of a suitcase. I think the suitcase thing is a lot of you guys can probably relate to that. You know, bouncing around, working, who knows. Jen and I talked about this at length,
ad nauseum.
Yes,
we debated how many products will it include.
Yeah. But we've got your dream kit right here. But Jen and I each have our own little funky twists on
it. It's basically three daily products and then a weekly add-on.
We've agreed on three and then we agree on the add-on. So I would start with a gentle cleanser that is not foaming because you're up in the air. The air is sucking your, you know, skin dry. I would try something creamy like the Cetaphil Gentle Cleanser.
And I added in, I agreed on this because they do a lovely 2 ounce travel version. So, and that's like what, $2 the travel version.
Yes. Now, I think you really need to put on a serum. Some people are still on the serum game, but
like an active product.
An active product.
You want to be improving whatever's wrong with your skin while you're flying, while you're traveling.
So I told you one thing this morning, but I'm going to pause on that because I realized we need something with killer antioxidants. And my serum...
What, and why do you want her to have antioxidants?
Oh, because all the free radical damage. Like, there's just grossness everywhere.
So this is where we're going to differ. What is your active product? Go
and
ahead.
Also, an antioxidant plus your SPF is like, you're golden. So I think she should go with a vitamin C serum.
Okay.
Because vitamin C gives broad benefits like antioxidants, anti-aging, boost that radiance. And again, like you're not radiant if you're like in the air zapped from moisture all the time.
Good point.
I'm going to throw out a serum that I really thought long and hard about. It's a money, guys. It's that SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic.
Oh.
If you can't afford that, because most people don't have that kind of change just lying around, I would say go with Kiehl's makes an amazing vitamin C product that's just been reformulated, a vitamin C serum.
And so that's your active?
The line-reducing serum, yeah.
Okay, so for mine, I mentioned it once before on the podcast, but I find it works for so many people, and it's good for sensitive skin, which I think when you're flying a lot, your barrier is compromised. Jinx. So I am suggesting Easy Do EX, which is that epidermal growth factor. Mm. It's not a serum, it's a lotion, but it has the epidermal growth factor. So it has that active component to it. And it's just because it's a cheaper EGF than the ones I like. I use Skin Medica and a couple other ones, but they're very pricey. And this one's only $88 on SoCoGlam.com. It's called Easy Do Repair Control EGF. So that was
I
our treatment.
I love that.
Then the last product, so now you have two products. You have your cleanser and your treatment. Mm-hmm. We both decided you, of course, need a moisturizer with SPF, right?
Of course, especially if you're on the plane. Those UV rays are blazing.
Even through the window.
Yeah, and they're more intense because you're by the sun.
And you're dry again, so you want a moisturizer.
Exactly. You're not like...
You're on the sun.
5 miles from the sun.
You're an astronaut.
Yes.
All of a sudden, this woman's an astronaut. So we picked... something that is both with SPF but also has ceramides, which are great moisturizers. Mm-hmm. What is it, Jess?
It's CeraVe Face Lotion SPF 50. And again, it comes in a little baby 2 ounce. So
it
there does.
It's a rich moisturizer too. I don't know about oily skin. I don't know what her situation is, but this is a good all-around, inexpensive, but really high-quality sunscreen with moisturizer.
Yes.
Last thing,
you're definitely going to want something to exfoliate the grime and help with cell turnover. Exfoliation is really important.
I know this particular product is daily, and we talked about this because I can't use it daily. It's too much exfoliation for me.
We're going to let it up to you.
Also,
you decide.
If you're flying, like you don't necessarily need to exfoliate every single day if your skin's dry. Yeah. But this is an exfoliator that works for everybody.
So
what
this is the star product, Dr. Dennis Gross, the Alpha Beta Universal Daily Peel. But guys, it comes in paquettes, a 30 count, which
also,
I just love.
When did beauty editors decide they're called paquettes? Every time I say it, I'm like, it's a packet. Like, it's not a ketchup packet, right? Like, it's a packet.
It's cute. I don't know. A packet. Yeah,
it's French, so it's like a paquette. Anyway, they actually are great for travel.
They're super great for travel. It's two steps. One is your alpha step. Two is your beta step. Bam, your skin looks glowy and fabulous. But we didn't talk about, like, for PM.
All right, what's your nighttime? I'll let you have it.
Okay, for nighttime, and again, I'm not saying this because I am, like, related to the Kiehl's corporation, not like I'm not like
this isn't hashtag spawn.
It's really not spawn.
This is hashtag married to the mob. I'm just kidding.
I I've been using this Kiehl's product more than any other product I have, except for like some Charlotte Tilbury makeup.
I feel like everybody out there listening, okay, let's ready? Say it together. 1, 2, 3.
No, it's not. It's not the Magic Cream.
What is it?
It's Kiehl's. That's what I'm saying. It's like not because I'm a Kiehl's
what
like,
is it?
Related. It's the Super Multi Corrective Cream.
Oh.
And it has, it retexturizes, it lifts, and it firms.
And it's a nighttime product?
You can, well, they make one with SPF 30 for day, which is great too, but I wanted something more affordable and like, you know, just kind mm-hmm. of in, with a stronger SPF for our plain friend. But this product...
our plain friend.
It's not too heavy. It's not too light. I put it on. I used it straight for like 3 months once, and my skin, I never got more compliments on my skin in my life.
Done.
It's great. It's your all-in-one, and it's under 3 ounces.
There you go. You guys can use that stuff, be a flight attendant, or just use it if you're not and you travel a lot. You will not be disappointed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Appointed. We're here with Rita Hazan. Seriously, if you named a pop star that has been famous in the last 20 years, there's a chance that you did her hair color. Am I right?
Definitely.
I mean, we've got Jessica Simpson, Madonna, Jennifer Lopez, Katy Perry. Oh, and someone named Beyonce. You might have heard of her. You, like, do everyone's hair. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Finally, I made
Welcome.
It.
Welcome.
I know she's so crazy with her busy schedule that we've had to reschedule a couple times, but we're so glad you're here now.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
You got your start in beauty early is what I read. I heard your grandmother used to wax you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
I did.
Totally. You really did.
We did deep research. And I was just like, well, what did she wax?
She made homemade wax for grandma.
Okay.
And she used to wax like my arms, my underarms, my legs, my whole body, basically. I'm Egyptian Jewish, so I'm a very hairy person.
What age are we talking?
12.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. I'm almost positive. Yeah.
Was she an esthetician?
No.
This is really like rogue.
No, she's just good. She's good with her hands. She used to color her own hair, and that's how I got into hair color.
What do you mean?
She used to buy box dye and color her own hair.
But then were you doing it too? Like, how did you pick it up?
No, I was like 16, and I was with her. I'm like very close to my grandma. I love her. She's the original Rita. I'm named after her.
Oh, you're like a junior.
Yeah.
Okay. Rita J.
Right. Right. She's original Rita. I'm big Rita.
Yeah.
So Anyway, so I used to color hair. She was like, you know what? Why don't you put this on for me? I buy it. Help me. I'm like, okay, fine. So I started doing that, and I loved it. I realized, oh, my God, I love this. And then I got creative, and I said, you know what? Let's not use at-home box style. Let me go to the beauty supply shop and buy some stuff. And then all of her friends would come with their box dye. And I would apply it for everybody. Yeah. It was a whole thing. I didn't have to formulate. I didn't have to do anything.
Where are you
from?
Just
applied it. Brooklyn. Okay. Can you tell?
I was picturing a Brooklyn-like scene. But I didn't know if you're going to tell me something like
Grandma's
Texas.
Grandma's Kitchen.
Yeah.
No,
like with
Brooklyn.
Women lined up with their boxes. Exactly.
Yeah,
it was very cinematic. I love it. I love it. So you're doing your grandma's color and then you're doing all her friends' color. You realize you have a talent. And now you do big celebrities. You've
my
done
first
so
celebrity
many famous women.
My first celebrity was Mariah Carey.
That seems Start like a small. Pretty big first celebrity. How did you get her?
Well, I was working for Orbea.
Okay.
And I was like doing work, like color a little bit differently than what the trend was at the time. It was more dramatic, but like natural at the same time. It's like sophisticated. Instead of it being chunky, it was more like of a natural look.
What year was this? Or what 90s. Mariah part? Okay.
Early Mariah.
Yeah. Well, Mariah, when she was, what was
when
her
name? When she was Butterfly?
Butterfly.
Okay,
well,
she was set free from Tommy Mottola.
Yes. Right? She wanted a whole new look.
Oh, her hair was great then.
Thanks.
Like the honey kind of thing. Okay. Yeah, okay.
And then I think from that point, because, you know, she's ethnic, and I think a lot of women who are ethnic didn't really know how to make the hair lighter without it being brassy.
Sure.
So after working with her, then I worked with J-Lo. She had like really dark brown hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need to be lighter. This has to like change. You need to like be fresh, be light. And she's like, okay, do whatever you want.
Did you get J-Lo because you had Mariah? Like she saw her hair or something?
I don't know what the connection was. But I think it started at that point. Like if you wanted to change your image, if you wanted different color, if you wanted, you know, to change your vibe, call Rita.
So who is, out of all these amazing celebrities you've worked with, and we're going to talk more about, you know, your amazing clientele, but like whose hair are you most proud of? Which one were you like, oh, I knocked out of the park?
Oh, God, that's hard. Because I feel like J-Lo was the beginning of ethnic women realizing that they could go much blonder with like a pretty tone and not orange, like brassy, rusty, cockroachy tone.
How do you really feel?
And Beyonce is lets me change her hair all the time. We go from dark to light, and we have fun with that. So I don't know. I don't have a favorite.
Can I ask you this? It's funny you mentioned the dark blonde, because when I think of the look that you do, it's like this honey caramel blonde that a lot of women want. Because it looks expensive, but somehow natural. But even when you know that woman has dark brunette hair to begin with.
Yes.
Like, you know Beyonce wasn't born with blonde hair.
No.
Right? But it looks very, very natural.
So same thing with J-Lo.
Yeah. And Mariah, for that matter. Like,
yeah.
So what's the trick there? Is that all at the salon? Or are you then, like, giving them stuff at home? Or, like, what makes it look expensive? I can't put my finger on it.
God. I think that it's a combination of a lot of things. First of all, it's like, the tone that my eye sees, probably a natural like ability that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I
think so that's innate. We can't tell people to go find this on their own.
I don't think so, because I see other people's work, and it's like, if a Jessica Simpson, she's blonde, but she's like a nice, like pale, beachy blonde, and people tend to be yellow. And I'm like, that hurts my eyes. That's not, that doesn't work. I don't know what's missing here. The second thing is that I always give them homework. Even from day one. Yeah. Homework is conditioning treatments.
Yeah.
So now I have my own product line. So I give them all my shampoo, a gloss to keep the brassiness away, and a weekly remedy, which is my treatment.
Yeah.
And conditioner.
How quickly after they color do they have to start doing it?
Right away.
Really?
If they shampoo the same.
Like,
yeah. No.
That's why it never gets reared and orangey and whatever.
I mean, I feel like what's the point of waiting for your hair to get bad to fix it.
Yeah.
Why should you? I don't think women should ever look bad. You know, it's always like that midpoint of the month where your hair fades.
Mm-hmm.
I try to explain it like this. You get your nails polished, right?
Yeah.
The first couple of days, shiny, the color is like strong
it's
and
like
it's pretty.
For me. Yeah.
couple of, like, by the end of the week, it's dull. The color's completely oxidized. It's a little bit different. It's the same thing with your hair. It's natural. It's going to change no matter what you do, no matter what shampoo, no matter what treatment, no hat, no hat, whatever. It's going to oxidize naturally. Sometimes it oxidizes nice, sometimes it doesn't. But if you use the gloss from day one, you never have that point where it oxidizes, because it's just a little bit of, like, a hint of tint into your hair.
Yeah. Do you sell this gloss? Like, for...
Sell it at Sephora on my .com, RitaHazan.com.
Okay. I think I need this gloss.
Everybody does. But it's, like, the step that everybody's missing that they don't know about.
Now, you know, it seems like to get people from, like, a very dark brown hair to, like, this light, that seems very hard to me. Is there someone that presented you with, like, a really big challenge? I mean, you mentioned J-Lo.
Katy Perry.
What's up with
Katy?
Came
to me with black hair. Said, Rita, we just met. I want to have pink hair by the end of the night. I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. I said, I'm going to do the best I can to get you as light as I can tonight and make your hair pink. Somehow, we did it.
Wow.
Changed her hair pink, purple, blue, and then now this whole, like, crazy pop color hair just won't go away, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I like this idea of, like, going lighter. Now I'm thinking, like, you know, if J-Lo can go lighter, if Beyonce can go lighter, like, maybe I could go lighter. Is it lighter for everyone? You think lighter is better? Like, or do you think, like, it really depends on the skin tone?
I think anybody can go lighter if you do it the right way. Mm-hmm. But I don't think everybody should go lighter. Like, some people are just brunettes.
Like, who's, like, a brunette client of yours that you're, like...
Penelope Cruz, brunette.
Oh, good call.
We've seen her with, like, some lighter pieces at points, but I like her
very
with the
super... highlights I'll do for her when she's, like, in the mood for a highlight. But it's not overwhelming, and they don't really... I call them fake highlights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't really tell, but it gives it dimension. I think your hair has to match your personality.
Oh, I like that.
Like, for example, Beyonce. We'll stick with her because she's starting her concert now. Mm-hmm. When she's, like, not on stage, she can rock a darker color. But once she gets on stage, she needs that lightness because of all the lights, and you're far away and she's on stage. So it has to read amazing and dramatic.
Right.
But it still has to look good in real life. That's the trick to have it both ways.
With someone like Katy, I have a feeling that other other colorists might see her and she says, I want to go pink by, like, tonight. They'd be like, thanks, but no thanks. Like, it's just not going to happen. Have you ever had a request that was too intense or too, you know, it just felt, like, dangerous for the hair? The Katy thing is kind of freaky.
Like, you don't want the hair to break or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so this
I've heard horror stories.
The one, yes. And that's never me. The one thing that I've been true to from the first day I did hair color was the health of the hair. So if it's not healthy, I won't do it, right? And if I do it, I'm going to make sure it's healthy. So that's how I sustain these clients all these years, is because they're, no matter what we do, dark, light, light, dark, go back and forth, the hair is always healthy. That's number one. And I think that's so important because if your hair is blonde and fried... terrible.
Looks cheap. That's what I was asking. Right. Like, how come it looks expensive?
I feel like a lot of things that you see on the internet now, like in Instagram, the color is, like, really ashy and really white. It's not realistic, number one. Number two, the hair is damaged. Number three, they're using a filter. Number four, it's not even pretty. Like, those white, like, grayish colors don't look good on your skin. And if you notice, maybe 95% of it never show the woman's face. It's just her hair.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what does it look like on her face, on her skin tone, right? It's like a 70s frosting.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants that.
I have to ask this because you were talking about Beyonce. Like, when you do her hair color, do you also have to do a whole bunch of extensions and weaves and sew-ins? Because, like, when she's got the wind going on her, like, I know that's not all her hair.
Well,
but, like,
I
it has to match perfectly.
Her hair is probably as thick and long as those extensions.
Really?
Yes.
In my head, she's like, everybody's keeping the secret and they signed NDAs bald.
She is not. The first time I did her hair, I also thought, like...
okay, I'm doing a wig, basically.
Yeah, or a lot of extensions, or her hair is going to be, like, thin. And she pulled her hair down. I'm like, oh, my God, I do not want to be the person that breaks Beyonce's hair. She's like, I need to be Rita Blonde. She came to me saying, I need to be Rita Blonde.
Rita Blonde. I like that.
I know. I kind of love that.
But I know what she's talking about.
It was that color that we were describing.
It's like a very shiny, expensive... I'm thinking of a couple of your clients, gold. But it's just for every person.
It's not an orange gold.
No, not the gold. White gold?
It's no, it's true. It's gold. I like to call it gold, but I think when people hear gold, they think orange.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
not true because you need some warmth in the hair color to make it bright.
So we know that you're like, you don't do the chunky highlights, but does it take longer to get like a more uniform, like shimmering golden effect?
No, I would say it takes me 10 to 15 minutes to highlight anybody's hair. You can ask anybody who I worked on. I think if it takes you longer, that I don't know, it doesn't process right. It's too long. It's like whole heads. Like if people want full heads of highlights, you might as well get a single process. Highlights are supposed to be like, if you read a book, you're not going to highlight the whole book. Right?
It's very true.
Highlight the important parts.
Like, what's important? Nothing, all of it. Yeah. Well,
how are you going to go back to that? So I feel like highlights on the head is the same thing. You take placements of where you want it to lay, and that's where it should be. Full head to highlights, like, go to the mall, get that. It's cheap.
Like, what made you start your own line?
I never really wanted to start my own line, believe it or not. But the one question I heard, like, throughout my whole travels was, what can women do at home in between hair color for gray hair? So I was like, you know, there's really nothing out there. It's not fair. And I don't have gray hair, so it's not a product that
oh,
I would...
Oh, tell us more, Rita.
I know, it's so horrible,
you don't
right?
have any grays?
No. Thank God. I have a lot of other problems.
It doesn't make us happy. I'm just jealous.
Not gray. But I came up with the root concealer first.
Oh, that's right. You were one of the first people to do those, right?
I was the first
okay.
person.
Okay. You heard it here. Yes. When was... That was like how many years
like
ago?
6 years ago, I think, yeah. I want to say. And then, you know, people copied it. Flattering, annoying, but flattering. That was really the first product that I came up with because I felt like there was nothing on the market for these women. And then after that, I decided to do the gloss because I thought every woman comes to the salon, they like love the gloss. So I'm like, why mm-hmm. don't we do a freaking gloss? So I did that, 5 colors. And then my other product that I love is the Weekly Remedy, the treatment.
Yeah.
It's like there is nothing like it on the market. And not to, like, plug my own stuff.
No, plug away.
The reason why I love it is because I manipulated conditioner. So the first step has a high pH balance. So it opens the cuticle, infuses the ingredients in there. Amazing, like, oils, jojoba oil, moringa seed oil. The second step has a lower pH balance. So it closes the cuticle and locks it in. A lot of masks just sit on the outside of the hair.
Oh, mm-hmm. you're doing, like, a chemical process like you would with color, but with right. the good stuff.
How right. long does the
but
whole
just
thing
conditioner.
Take?
Not even 5 seconds. My oh. whole thing yeah, is instant gratification.
I thought it was just like a deep conditioner, like a bunch of oils.
No, I promise you, try it once. It's like life-changing.
It's so funny because a lot of deep conditioners, people are always like, you need a treatment, you need a treatment. I'm like, it's just conditioner, but more concentrated.
It is. That's exactly what a mask is.
Like a regular mask.
Yeah, yes.
So this is different in that you're
well,
like...
Yeah, because I manipulated conditioner.
Well, that's your thing.
Like,
you're a chemist.
Yeah.
Really?
And my thing is instant gratification.
Yeah.
These are all incredible products. They're available at Sephora, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if somebody's like, listen, I've got just my regular shampoo, my regular conditioner. You know, what's the one after salon thing you could tell them to do, like, to keep their hair color from fading? Is it avoiding
gloss.
Something? A gloss.
Add the gloss. It's life-changing.
All right.
And it's my gloss because I formulated it myself. Like, I can't say use anybody's gloss because I'm not taking responsibility
yeah.
for that.
Is it for, you said 5 shades. Like, yeah. I'd be nervous that, you know, I have my color that if I put this gloss on, you know, my color, she's going to be like, what'd you do to your hair? You know,
nobody will have a notice.
They're not going to notice?
Just keep your hair, like, shimmery and
perfect.
Bright.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It won't change. There's not enough color in there to do damage. There's
okay.
enough color in there to enhance what you have. So it'll just give you like the brightness and the shine that you want.
Are there any habits that are really bad for color preservation? Like I'm thinking like going in a swimming pool or, you know, being out without a hat for a long time.
No. You know what my pet peeve is?
What?
Dry shampoo.
What
Worst
do you mean?
Thing you could use on your hair.
Okay.
Clog your pores. It's like saying don't wash your face and keep putting moisturizer on.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Like, you think
what would
it's
your
like
skin
building
like?
Up around the follicle?
I know for sure that's what
What
is
do you
happening.
See when you get in there?
First of all, you have hair loss if you keep using it.
Too much, yeah.
You clog your pores. Your hair can't grow, can't breathe.
Ugh.
It's like not just even for me, from like medical hair doctors that say that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not crazy. I'm redeemed, you know? Well, because I see the people, like their scalps are dirty or it's dry or, you know, they're like, I have eczema. I'm like, you don't have eczema. You just have to wash your freaking hair. I mean, it's
You're like,
so
yes,
funny.
There's stuff yeah. falling off. It's old dry shampoo.
It also like dulls the hell out of your color. dry shampoo. Yeah. Because it's like cornstarch, starch. So what it does is like absorb oil, but also that has heavy starches in it that dull out the rest of the
hair. How often do you want people to wash their hair? Because some of these hairstyles are like, wash less, wash less, wash less.
Oh, God. Okay. Like, I feel like it's old wives' tales and like bad information that people keep prolonging. Wash your hair every freaking day if you want to.
Is there a but?
No, but if you have dry hair, use good conditioner. If your hair is oily, condition your ends. Wash your hair.
Do you wash your hair every day?
Almost every day.
And it's still shiny and nice. It's not like dried out.
No. My hair is really healthy. Not only do I wash it almost every day, blow dry it, I flat iron it, I bleach the hell out of it, and I color it all the time.
But you use good products and...
Yes, I take care of it. You have to take care of your hair as if you would your skin.
Wait, so let's ask you then, because you said you wash it almost every day. What's your routine then? Like, and what products?
Shampoo, gloss, condition.
Which shampoo?
Mine.
Okay, but you mentioned the other products. I didn't know if we had to like also do the... But
right, because mine is cleansing and moisturizing.
At your salon, the only products you sell are yours?
No.
What else do you like?
Well, we use Orbe products.
Okay.
I like Jen's Way.
Oh, yeah.
Milbon. I love Japanese products.
What's Milbon? Yeah, I don't know this.
Japanese products. Love, love, love. They have such great technology that helps, like, keep the hair healthy.
What about makeup?
Makeup. Okay.
You have a good liner.
Liner on point, Rita.
Yeah.
So my liner is a secret trick that Sandy Linder, makeup artist that works in the salon, and a good friend of mine, she taught me how to do this. So first you have to pencil outline first your line, right?
Like a trace. Yeah. Trace what you're going to do.
Then you go over with your liquid pen. Like I use the Tom Ford pen, like felt pen. Okay. Go over it and it's like stays and it's so easy. You can't really make a mistake.
Because you drew yourself a little like...
outline.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And it stays all day.
But I feel like yours isn't very thick. And every time I do that, the line gets thicker and thicker and thicker. All of a sudden, I'm Cleopatra. And I have to start
outline
over.
It first and you'll see. You'll follow that line and with the pencil. Because if you screw up the pencil, you can always
it's easier
fix
to
it.
Wipe off. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good track.
What about like lipstick or foundation?
My go-to, NARS Cruella.
Oh.
The chubby pencil?
Yep.
Velvet
matte. It
stays
on all day. Love it. And foundation, NARS Barcelona, my three go-tos.
Do you
always have to have black eyeliner, red lips, and foundation.
Do you dye your brows or are you just...
No. I actually don't. I'm not a fan of dyeing eyebrows.
Why is that?
I feel like we should talk about this.
Let's
get in it.
Because it's weird.
Great reasoning. Good job. Podcast over.
Look at it. Like a natural blonde has darker eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't match your... It's just a matchy-matchy. First of all, like, it takes the depth out of your face away.
If it's too matching to your hair color.
Yeah, you have to, like, have a separation between your hair, your skin, and your face.
Right. Somebody put a red eyebrow pencil on me once. They're like, we're going to make this right. And
crazy.
I was thinking, like...
No, but you have brunette brows.
Yeah, so, listeners, I have brunette brows and my hair is red. But somebody was thinking like, oh, like, you know, we're going to correct this. They maybe said something like, don't worry. Like, you know,
and I was
thinking like, they're doing you a favor.
Yeah. And I was thinking like, I never wanted that. And no. I looked crazy.
I know.
Before we let you go, though, we have to talk fragrance because we always ask people. I feel like you definitely have a scent. Do you wear?
Carno Flower.
Okay.
I was going to guess it too because you do.
When Frederick Malle Carno Flower.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that you notice that I have like a distinct look of what you could point that out and say, oh, that's Rita. I like that. I kind of think that's hot because I have my thing. I have my style.
You definitely have your thing.
Yeah.
And those are like pretty powerful women, so I'll stand with them.
Well done.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for sharing some of their secrets, not all of their secrets, and your secrets. Yeah. You've been great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's time to wave a wand. Wascally Wabbit.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that was like so Looney Tunes, so Warner Brothers.
What are you raising a wand to?
I'm raising a wand to a candle.
Me too! All right.
Dueling candles. You go first.
I am obsessed with this candle by Otherland. I discovered their candles through a friend. She loved them. She told me about them. And they have like really funky designs on them. This is not your, you know, hoity-toity like French candle. This is like a really cool, fun candle. But the thing that I love about it is there's only a few brands that I think have a really powerful throw.
Yeah, that's why we keep saying the same brands over and over.
Nest. Like
don't say them all because one of mine's probably one of those brands.
Okay.
But like buy these other candles, they're beautiful. And then you're like, great, I just spent $50 on air.
Completely. Yeah. And I got burnt by one, no pun intended, really badly. Like that was so expensive. And I bought it with my own money on vacation and it was like nothing.
So what's this one?
It's Otherland makes all kinds of fragrances, but mine is like a beautiful white gardenia one. It's called, it's the Otherland Artist Edition number one. It's called Amber Vittoria, and it's this really bright floral fragrance. And when I was walking down my hall, like when I get out of the elevator, I can smell my apartment. It's not overwhelming. When it just smells gorgeous.
Even if it's not.
No, when it's on.
Like Jeff's home, burning it.
Yeah, I know.
Wait,
he's
will Jeff come home and like start burning a candle without you?
Jeff burns candles when I'm not home all the time.
Really?
Jeff loves luxury candles, I think, equal to, if not more. And it's so funny. Whenever we're almost done with one, he goes, what's next? What's going to be next? And we like
open up the drawer.
You know, we have like a little candle section. Oh, yeah. He loves candles.
Adorable. I've never lived with a man that like lights a candle on, unless he like took a shit. And
he's a candle snob, too.
So I'm raising a wand to a diptyque candle. But everybody out there, just understand, the damn things smell good, okay?
They smell so good.
But I've never seen
one. It's worth the money.
There's one that's colored. Have you ever seen this one? Like, they're always white, but the one that I've been burning is called Mousses, which I believe is moss.
Beautiful. Oh, I love those kind of green scents.
But it's a green candle, too, and I don't know if the oil happens to be green, so that's why I can't see them making it colored just for the sake of being colored. That's not their way. But this smells like a green forest floor that like Patrick Stewart is laying on, because he's all like debonair and English and like has like a herbal kind of like cologniness
to him. I thought he was in a Star Trek costume when he
said maybe he's in a Star Trek costume laying on a mossy forest floor.
I love this.
It's like got that fresh crisp quality of like a man's cologne, but with a lot of green to it. And so instead of going like light and citrus and breezy for summer, I still want something with a little heft to it.
A little earthy.
And earthy, yes.
Yeah. Lush.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, moss is from Diptyque.
Okay.
Raise a wand.
Love it. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.